With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. MPs are heading to Parliament tomorrow to debate three bills. It's the continuation of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal bill, the Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation bill, and the Submarine Cable Telecommunications Resilience bill. Proceedings start at 2 p.m. Make sure to tune into Radio Cayman at 7:30 on Wednesday for a rebroadcast of the proceedings. The Central Planning Authority is meeting tomorrow. The National Conservation Council has ordered the CPA to refuse an application for a sea pool on South Church Street in Georgetown, which is next to a marine protected area. In its comments, the NCC says, quote, beyond the direct ecological damage, the proposal to excavate the Iron Shore introduces an unnecessary and unacceptable risk to critical fuel infrastructure at Jackson Point. Quote, intentionally weakening the natural coastal defenses adjacent to this facility without any study or assessment of the potential consequences is contrary to the public interest and principles of, quote, responsible coastal development. There's also an application for a four-lot subdivision on Sunnyfield Road in Colliers that's zoned residential agriculture. The land contains a house on stilts that was granted after-the-fact planning permission, and the new application is for a four-lot subdivision. This was adjourned back in July, pending the outcome of the appeal to Cabinet regarding an interim directive imposed by the National Conservation Council regarding critical habitat of the Grand Cayman Blue Iguana, which was lifted by the NCFC Cabinet earlier this year. The site is located within critical habitat for the blue iguana. If the CPA is minded to grant planning permission, the DOE is recommending no land clearing, excavation, filling, or development of the resultant lots without planning permission for such works being granted, and that any permitted land clearing, excavation, filling, or development, including the road lot, shall be subject to a walkover survey by the Department of Environment before commencement to make sure there are no iguanas or nests present. You can find the full meeting minutes online at planning.ky. The Cayman Islands is stepping up efforts to keep its waters and those who work on them safe. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
Cayman Islands maritime officials have wrapped up some specialized training on a high-tech global ship tracking tool known as the Long Range Identification and Tracking System, or LRIT. This system helps authorities identify and track vessels around the world with an aim of strengthening maritime security, improving search and rescue capabilities, and supporting marine environmental protection efforts. The training in November was coordinated by the National Maritime Affairs Secretariat under the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce, and it brought together multiple agencies, including the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Air Operations Unit, the Port Authority, Hazard Management Cayman Islands, the Department of Environment, and the Maritime Authority of the Cayman Islands. These sessions were delivered by Polestar Global, Cayman's LRIT service provider, which works closely with international maritime bodies and governments to support flag state responsibilities and the needs of ship operators. Officials say this training strengthens Cayman's maritime domain awareness and supports our ongoing commitment to safety at sea and international compliance. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. With neither side showing any sign of backing down, border fighting between Cambodia and Thailand has intensified. The Thai military said three of its soldiers had been killed in border clashes since a ceasefire broke down on Sunday. Cambodia says Thai attacks have killed seven civilians. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has given a 20-year prison sentence to a Sudanese militia leader convicted of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Ali Mohammed Ali Abdul Rahman, known as Ali Kashab, was found guilty in October on 27 counts, including murder, torture, and rape. A fire at a multi-story building in the Indonesian capital has killed at least 20 people. Jakarta's police chief said firefighters were looking for other victims. The German leader Friedrich Merz has said that Europe is quite capable of looking after its own democracies and does not want any interference from the United States. Chancellor Merz was responding to America's newly published national security strategy. The UN says a key report analysing major threats to the environment has been undermined by the United States and other countries unwilling to accept its conclusions. The report's co-chair said the global environmental outlook was hijacked, mainly by the US, which he said didn't agree with anything about climate change. BBC News.